Here we are once again picking up the broken dreams of the leftists and, well, handing out pacifiers and Kleenex. It's what we do to help people out. God bless America. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, January the 14th, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, with Brexit now just over a couple of weeks away, the UK is not focused on it at all, but rather on the royal mess created by Harry and Meghan. Megxit. At least it's something new to complain about over tea and crumpets. Number two, there's trouble at the commune. It seems Bernie and the wigwam lady are just not smoking the peace pipe. Weird, because it's legal everywhere now. And now it seems James O'Keefe might just smoke Bernie all by himself. Stay tuned. A big stinker about to be let go by Project Veritas. And number one, they call him Moscow Mitch, and they can do that all they want, but it's looking more and more like old Mitch is going to manhandle the likes of Nancy and her feckless squad of swamp weasels. They may break out of the house for a while, but Mitch is going to herd them back in and show them how it's done. Tick-tock, tick-tock, just 292 days left until the election, though. 292 days until the election. Can you imagine? 3 weeks now until the Iowa caucuses. 3 weeks. There is a debate tonight. There's a debate. Nobody knows that, of course. People are more, involved in things like the national football game last night, which, by the way, Louisiana State came out on top of Clemson. Final score 42-25. Big first half, good first half. The second half owned by the Cajun Tigers of Louisiana State. So congratulations to them. But on the debate stage tonight, Tom Steyer, kook, absolute kookball. How this guy made $1 billion is beyond me, but God bless him, he's an American. Also, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Mayor Pete, and Amy Klobuchar. Those are the last six remaining at this point. I think Amy Klobuchar, maybe she's jockeying for a vice presidential opportunity. But, you know, there's your field. Steyer, Warren, Biden, Sanders, Buttigieg, Klobuchar. Who do you pick? And that's why Joe Biden continues to lead, because, good Lord, what are you going to do with that? Right? What are you going to do with that mess? By the way, there is trouble in paradise at the commune. There is. Apparently, the old commune leader, well, he's never the leader because he got kicked out of the commune for being lazy. Bernie Sanders, veteran commune attendee. How about that? And by the way, this all ties together. If you haven't seen this, it's actually kind of upsetting. But you're going to see today, if you have a computer, a shirtless, drunk Bernie Sanders with his comrades in the Soviet Union getting hammered on Russian vodka in 1981. It's all part of a Project Veritas dump that's coming today. Yeah. A big dump coming today from O'Keefe and company at Project Veritas. And I saw the first clip, and it's a shirtless Bernie drunk with all his shirtless friends. I'm like, I didn't really need to see that. Anyhow, talking about the commune and everything going on. So the tensions between Bernie, the veteran commune attendee, and Elizabeth Warren, who would like to turn the United States into a bunch of communes as opposed to successful places, they're at war with each other. Elizabeth Warren claiming that Bernie's sitting in the brown shirts to disrupt life at the teepee. I'm not kidding you. Apparently the Bernie people are going in to mess with the Elizabeth Warren camp. At least that's what she claims. In fact, I've got sound on that. Let's see here. I've got sound of her. She's all up in arms about it. She is. It's bite number four with Elizabeth Warren. Not pleased at all that there's been a camp raid, apparently, by the brown shirts of Bernie Sanders into her, you know, efforts to become president of the United States. Bite number four. Let's hear that. Bite four. Go.
You know, I was disappointed to hear that Bernie is sending his volunteers out to trash me. Bernie knows me and has known me for a long time. He knows who I am, where I come from, what I have worked on and fought for, and the coalition and grassroots movement we're trying to build.
Well, I think it's possible. Their chief lies a lot that maybe Bernie just doesn't like you. crazy idea, I realize. I mean, how can nobody like you? You're tribal leader, tribal council, all of that stuff. Chief lies a lot. There she is, all up in arms, rocking the campaign. Apparently, this is disrupting the kumbaya moments that they're having on the far left fringes of the Democrat Party, because apparently people thought, well, the far leftists, the true socialists, the true believers could get together and they could work together. And if Bernie moved ahead, that Elizabeth Warren and her, you know, followers would support him and vice versa. Well, that's not happening. Bernie is a mean-spirited old curmudgeon with sharp elbows. That's correct, with sharp elbows. And he is looking to take her out. Well, we'll find out tonight. Just six candidates on the stage tonight. It'll get ever more interesting. Joe Biden, why am I here? Who am I and why am I here? Thank you, Joe. Great to have you here. Anyhow, so we've got that going on. Meanwhile, a lot of things in the news right now. It looks like possibly by tomorrow or Thursday, the articles of impeachment could be sent from the House over to Mitch McConnell, who, by the way, has shown the kids a thing or two about how to play the game inside the Beltway. You know, swamp master, Mitch McConnell. You can call him Moscow Mitch, you can call him anything you want. The fact of the matter is, he's running that deal with an iron fist. He's not giving in. He's also not coming up for a dismissal of charges. He's going to run a trial. Trial may last 5 days, may last 2 weeks. Probably not going to include witnesses, but it could. And if it does include witnesses, don't be surprised if the Democrats get their feathers all ruffled up like Elizabeth Warren, because they'll be calling people like Adam Schiff, Hunter Biden, and others. The Republicans will be calling these folks to testify in front of God and everyone. They'll put them right out there with the spotlight and the camera and all the rest, and bring it in there for the circus to be enjoyed by all. So we'll see what happens. But right now, the Republicans are not going forward with the idea of just dismissing the charges, as Josh Hawley, the senator from Missouri, or Lindsey Graham would like. Of course, he's from South Carolina. They're going to do a trial of some sort. Again, we're going to hear about managers possibly today or tomorrow. The articles of impeachment should finally make it to the Senate by the end of the week. But it's after all of the mojo from the Democrats is gone, if they had any during the impeachment process. Now, you look at the new polling. In fact, new polling continues to trickle out from independent states. I just saw polling from Michigan. Impeachment underwater by 7 points. 7 points or eight, but underwater. And that's just another one of the swing states where the numbers are underwater. It's not good politics for the Democrats to continue with this impeachment nonsense, to predict and to say we're going to continue to impeach and whatever it takes. You can do that. But then you can say good morning to Kevin McCarthy, Speaker McCarthy, come January of 2021. Bet on it. It's 14 after on a Tuesday. It's the Steve Gruber back after this.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey, parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at Mall. proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor